How God Gives Strength Through Weakness by Lynette Kittle, read by Ellie Johnson. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12:10. Have you ever wanted to reach out to others but feel so discouraged, broken, or unqualified in your present condition that you believe you couldn't possibly encourage or help anyone else? Many of us have felt that way in our lives. Yet the Apostle Paul tells us to delight in weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and difficulties because in our weaknesses, God will give us His strength. Of course, feeling delighted by verbal attacks, powerlessness, struggles, and mistreatments is not an emotion most of us experience. In fact, most of us have quite the opposite reaction when we face these things. Instead of delight, we feel defeated, hopeless, and worthless. It's part of the enemy's plan to make us feel crushed, worn down, and useless. He wants us to hesitate to reach out and help care for to one another. How the enemy works to wear us down: by telling us we aren't up to it and need to get our act together before we can be any help to anyone else. The enemy convinces us that we aren't well enough to tell others about him. He tries to keep our struggles, failures, and weaknesses continually before us to cause us to believe we are in no shape to reach out and encourage others or equipped to share God's love with them. Although the enemy tells us our weaknesses disqualify us from reaching out to others, God assures us that we aren't ever supposed to be moving in our own strength and power. Instead, we are to depend upon Him and draw our confidence from Him rather than ourselves. When we do, it's evident to those around us that it is God at work through us and not by our own strength. 2 Corinthians 4:7 explains, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us." Our power source. Although we may feel like we're just too fragile, walking around broken and beaten up, it's not ever supposed to be about us reaching out of our own strength, but of letting God be our power source. During our weakest times, 2 Corinthians 4:8 through 9 encourages us that even when we feel hard-pressed on every side, we aren't crushed. How even in despair, persecution, and abandonment, we are not struck down or destroyed. Whereas the world tells us we have to be strong and ruthless to survive on this earth, it's in our weaknesses where we really find the strength and power we need to face each day. Philippians 4:13 urges us, when feeling defeated and disqualified, to remember we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. When we feel powerless and without resources of our own to reach out to those around us, Ephesians 6:10 urges us to look beyond ourselves and find our power in the Lord. "But He said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me.'" 2 Corinthians 12:9.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.